This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Now, Macca, during the course of the week, I was reading, as I usually do, Star Observer Online. I subscribe, so I get a regular email, which is really good.
You get a regular dose.
A regular dose. And it's a great source of information, of course. And during the course of the week, I was a bit disturbed by one of the articles that I read.
Yes.
A piece written by Jess Jones, who's the senior journalist in the Star Observer, based in Brisbane, I think. The article talked about a series of posters that had been put up in Sydney calling for the execution of gay people.
Mm.
So we've got Jess on the line this morning to actually tell us all about it. Good morning, Jess. Jess? Good morning? I don't think we have got Jess on the... Oh, good morning, Jess. Yes. How are you?
Hi, I'm well. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. I hope we haven't woken you up.
It's a little bit early, but that's okay.
You are in Queensland, aren't you, after all?
I am. I'm in Brisbane.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, what's that supposed to mean?
Well, it's a different time frame, isn't it?
It is.
A couple of hours
one
behind
hour,
or
one
something.
1 hour,
I know. What is it?
We're 1 hour and a couple of years behind.
Yeah.
But what is it with Queensland? I mean, why can't it be like the rest of the world?
Why can't the rest of the world
be
like Queensland?
We're a bit weird.
Anyway, that's what we want to talk about. Jess, I'm particularly interested in the piece that you wrote about these posters that appeared in Sydney. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, look, it's a little bit shocking. It's one of the stories that happened during the week was a series of posters that gone up around Sydney by a neo-Nazi group calling for the execution of gay people and the Jewish people. And really shocking, nasty-looking posters to the point where we didn't include them in the story. But
I was wondering why I couldn't actually see one. There you go.
Yeah, really nasty stuff. Very anti-Jewish stuff as well as anti-gay, and a couple of the Jewish community groups have come out, of course, condemning these posters as well. And yeah, really awful stuff. The group is Antipode and Resistance, so they're a Nazi group that's been around for a few years in Australia, active in a number of cities. The main thing they seem to do is put posters up, which I guess is relatively benign as far as things they could be doing, but really nasty to see them putting up this kind of vilification.
We're having a bit of trouble hearing you, Jess. It must be the sort of Queensland time range.
Oh, look, leave, Tass. I'm interested, Jesse.
You can't hear me properly from the future.
I'm interested, Jesse. So, as you say, you know, generally what this group seems to do is put posters up, and in terms of investigating this, are the police investigating this because it's an incitement to violence, if not itself a hate crime? Is it being investigated officially?
The posters themselves, I'm not sure. What I heard discussed the other day was that they don't constitute an illegal act putting them up unless somebody acts on them and commits a violent crime. I don't know whether that's accurate. But I did also read that ASIO was looking into the group itself because they are such a right-wing neo-Nazi hate group, and the risk that that they may be some kind of terror group and be planning an attack on gay groups or Jewish groups.
Jesse, what do you know about this Antipodean resistance group?
I've been around a few years. It's a relatively small group, apparently. It's strictly white men.
Of course.
You can find them online. They're in different places around the country, and they've been active in pretty much all of the major East Coast cities. You can spot their posters now and then in Brisbane, Melbourne, Sydney, Adelaide, even down in Hobart at one point. They were putting up anti-gay posters around university campuses. Mm. They've been around for a while, but they sort of got more active, I think, last year during the marriage equality debate, when everybody was publicly having their two cents about gay people. This group seemed to get a lot louder and a lot more active.
And like most of these groups, Jesse, they are rather small, and pretty much anyone who belongs to it, if their brains were dynamite, they couldn't part their hair. But, you know, they put these things up and they get a reaction. So I appreciate that, you know, you haven't reproduced the images. How...
Can you describe them for us?
Yes, can you give us a bit of description?
A couple that I've seen, one of the anti-Jewish posters is of a person shooting a caricature of a Jewish person in the head. It's quite graphic.
Oh.
There's another one that says something like, "We're here, we're queer, but not for much longer," and it's a deck character type with scythe cutting through a bunch of gay people. It's really nasty.
I mean, that's really disturbing.
Yeah.
Really, really.
Very graphic, upsetting stuff.
I can see why you haven't published them, and... And yes, it might just be a benign activity to put these posters up on walls, but the reality is that they do have an impact.
It's not a benign activity. The problem is that, you know, a number of people will see them. Hopefully, the overwhelming majority of them will reject them, and but there'll be some people that it will have some appeal to, and you know, we have to be thankful that we don't have the ready availability of guns to enable someone, you know, to do this. But what do you think, you know, we can only muse as to what they hope to achieve with this. What's your thoughts, Jesse? What do you think their goal is?
Oh, look, it's hard to say, isn't it? I mean, on the surface of things, the posters they were putting up around Sydney last week were calling for Jewish people to be legally executed. But whether they think that's actually something that's going to be legislated, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. I'm not sure what they think will actually happen. They're just a very, very small, noisy group at this stage, and hopefully they'll stay small and relatively stiff.
Well, look, we appreciate you covering this, and of course people can read the articles at Star Observer, and I do appreciate that you haven't reproduced the images.
If anybody's morbidly curious, the group has all of their posters and so on their website.
Oh, right.
Thank you for alerting us to that, Jess. We might have a look.
Yeah, we might not.
I'm a bit disturbed by this. I find this sort of level of hatred in a public way quite disturbing.
Mm.
It is upsetting, isn't it?
But as I said, Tess, if their brains were dynamite, they couldn't part their hair.
Jess, thank you very much for your time this morning. Thank you for also reporting the story. And we look forward to speaking with you again.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.